Wendy, as you, I'm sure, know, is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy, thank you again.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you for always agreeing to...
Oh, I love being on this show.
Good.
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. Talk to us about, the initiative that you and the board have been up to in respect of relations with the Chinese community.
Okay. So I think you know that we have a hypersensitivity to issues of hate.
At the moment.
In this country, yep. All issues of hate. We've been involved in fighting xenophobia, fighting anti-Semitism, fighting Islamophobia, fighting racism. We cannot tolerate any form of hate. And we've seen the most terrible prejudice and discrimination erupting over the last few weeks since the coronavirus, against not just the Chinese community, but any Asian, anybody who looks Asian, is getting the most terrible abuse. And, you know, it's extreme overseas. We've seen in Manhattan, and also there was an incident in LA of people being beaten up on the subway.
No.
Because they look Asian, and they are therefore responsible for the disease, in inverted commas. In London, there was a university student actually from Singapore who was beaten up by four other students. And they yelled that he was diseased. There was also another incident in the UK. And then there have been other incidents of in Europe, there have been hotels that have put signs outside saying no Chinese allowed. Now that brings back memories for a Jewish person.
Yeah.
And if we are not going to stand up and voice our upset, then who is going to do it? So we've done that. Coronavirus is horrific, and we're all feeling anxious, and we're all feeling scared, and we don't know what the future is going to be, and we don't know how it's going to spread, and we don't know where it's going to spread, and we don't know how it's going to affect us. But that's no reason for scapegoating a community like the South African Chinese community. And there's no reason to stigmatize them, and we have to stop that. So what we did was, today is Erev Purim, and we at, thankfully, don't have to explain to you the Purim story.
You do not.
But as I have had to do with the broader media today, I've done lots and lots of droshes out there on Haman and on Esther. It's been lots of fun. I've got my rabbinic ordination for the day. But I think there's lots around hate and prejudice and discrimination in the Purim story. Fortunately, it had a happy ending. But there's a lot of that
absolutely
stuff in
right.
there.
That's the story.
And we felt, right, so this is the right time for us. So we went to the China Mall, and we met with the leadership of the Chinese community, the most wonderful, special people that we met today. And we expressed our solidarity and our support of their community. And we also extended our hand in friendship to them.
Wendy, perhaps a naive question, but are their businesses suffering? Are they being boycotted or avoided?
It's like a ghost town.
Really?
And Seraldine's like a ghost town, and the mall today. So we went, and we had some very poignant, very meaningful conversations with the leadership. And then we had an opportunity to shop. And it was very special.
Okay.
And we walked around, and we were able to share with them what Purim was about, and they shared with us some of their traditions, and it was just a warm, lovely day. And I think it was important, and I've just done an interview on another radio station, and I said what we did was there was action. We didn't just issue a press statement and say, oh, everybody, you must be nice to the Chinese community because the way they're being treated is abhorrent. We didn't just do that. We actually went there. We were armed with lots of ham and tashin that we gave as a gift, because Purim's also about giving gifts, and friendship. And we gave the gifts of ham and tashin. And then we went and we shopped together.
What a wonderful thing. So just purely out of interest, and I'm way out of line, but are you going to be dressed up in some sort of a kimono tomorrow?
That's
doing
Japanese,
your...
but you know, whatever. Like,
okay.
What can I say? I haven't yet, you know, there was just so much I'm going to have to choose between all the fabulous outfits that I bought. But I just, there was such a wonderful response, not just from the community, but all the media that I've engaged with today. They've really really, they were so receptive to the messages, and it really was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And I don't want anybody to think for one minute that the intense importance of what you have just done, don't underestimate it. And just a short story for you, Wendy. When I was in Israel during the Gulf War, felt very, very threatened, very frightened, very alone. Yeah, very much on our own. And the Dutch, I don't know what possessed the Dutch, but the Dutch came out with a song, a tribute to Israel about in the tulips. And listen to me, I remember the words. In the fields of Holland, in the fields of tulips is a blue and white tulip.
Yeah.
And however corny and however naffy that might sound to those of us in Israel at the time, it meant everything.
It's so important, that solidarity, when you are down and when you are distressed, and they are distressed. Let me tell you, they are distressed. That there's somebody there, and that's the kind of friendship that we want to build up. Just to give you another story, just to end with. Last year I went with a conference of presidents to Kenya and Uganda.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks before we were due to leave, there was a horrific shooting in Kenya, and a young
Israeli mall.
Correct.
Remember
and
it well.
Young, no. This was last year. So it wasn't the original. Okay. This was a shooting that had taken place in Nairobi, and a young American Jewish man was killed. And I thought, that's it. These Americans, they'll never go through, and they'll never actually go to Kenya. And they did. The delegation still went, and I remember so clearly the Kenyan foreign minister stood up with tears in her eyes, and she said, thank you for coming in our time of need. And that's very much what happened with Israel after all those horrific attacks, that we still went there and we were still supporting them. And that's a friend in need.
Wendy Kahn, Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, you are doing important, wonderful work.
Thank you
so much.
I'm
on behalf
going to break
of
my fast.
All of us. You do that. You absolutely do that.
Purim Sameach, everybody.
And because today we've kind of been at different ends of the spectrum, all of us, for whatever reasons, I thought let's end